in the long term, I feel like there will be a practice of text that will be entirely electronic, and the practice of paper books will be one that is largely about kind of the artifactness of a paper book, the degree to which it's pretty. So we'll buy them as works of art, but we won't buy paper books. When we need to instantiate paper, we'll instantiate it temporarily and then discard of it. You know, Brewster Kahle is already printing full bleed, printed spine, covered coated stock, four color, 100-page books in 10 minutes for $1. Right. So, you know, instantiating books at home will be trivial. And so we're not going to be selling people books at some point. And when that happens, there will be new market opportunities in the same way that when you stop selling, you know, when a vaudeville ticket stopped being the primary way that you consume music and a radio became the primary way that you consume music, there was more revenue on the table for performers than had ever been there in the age of vaudeville. But the ones who had stamped their foot and crossed their arms and demanded that the world rearrange itself in a more pleasing configuration or they would stop performing ended up driving taxis. And the ones who embraced it, the Gracie Allens, the Groucho Marxes, and so on, who jumped in with both feet and had the best market intelligence about which of the many business models that had emerged around radio was the one that they should bet on, and were able to move agile with agility and flexibility into that model. So there's a long-term plan there, too. And in the medium term, there may well be an interregnum during which people stop buying books, but the new business models haven't emerged, and writers will have to have another way of making an income. And traditionally, writers have made substantial portions of their income from things that are related to, but not writing per se. So public speaking, writers in residency, lecturing, teaching births, commissioned articles, and so on. And all of those opportunities are directly contingent on the degree to which you're notorious or well-known. And by giving away 500,000 copies of my book, I'm more well-known than I would have been if I'd only sold 10,000 copies of my book. So, you know, it's none of this is kind of fuzzy-headed, patchouli-scented info-hippiness. This is all about, like, being a hard-nosed entrepreneur who wants to make as much money as is humanly possible off of my creative endeavors and approaching that in the way that I think is most rational and responds best to the future. I think that it'll work for me. Hope it will.
So do you think a lot of print publishers are going to be driving taxis in a few years?
I don't know. Publishing is not printing. You know, as my editor, Patrick Nielsen Hayden at Tor, is the senior editor there that edits the largest science fiction line in the world, says, publishing is making public. Publishing is taking an audience, a text, and connecting it with its right audience. And that's a very specialized skill set that can be readily disambiguated from the skill of arranging for print editions. And I used to work in prepress. I'm perfectly capable of arranging for a print edition, right? Getting that print edition into the hands of people, or getting an electronic edition into the hands of the right people, is not a skill that many writers possess, and it's certainly not a skill that's a prerequisite for being a writer who is capable of producing a text with a potential substantial audience. If publishers no longer arrange for print editions, that won't be the end of publishing. It'll just be the end of a certain kind of publishing.